Good morning. Let's go ahead and get started. This is a meeting of the Title Setting Review Board pursuant to Article 40 of Title I, Colorado Revised Statutes. The time is 9:02 a.m. The date is December 5th, 2007. We're meeting in the Secretary of State's Blue Spruce Conference Room, 1700 Broadway, Denver, Colorado. The Title Setting Board today consists of the following. My name is Bill Hobbs. I'm Deputy Secretary of State, and I'm conducting the hearing on behalf of Secretary of State Mike Kaufman. To my left is Dan Carton, Deputy Director of the Office of Legislative Legal Services, who is the designee of the Director of the Office of Legislative Legal Services, Charlie Pike. We do not have a representative of the Attorney General's Office present this morning. However, two of the three members of the board are here. That constitutes a quorum. And action by the board will also take two votes of the three members. There is a sign-up sheet on the table by the back door for anybody who wishes to testify. Please do sign up. If you testify, please indicate who you represent, if anyone. The order of business, basically the board has to determine for each of the proposals whether or not the measure complies with the single subject requirement, and then the board, if it determines that a measure does constitute a single subject, then the board will proceed to set titles for each measure, and the board will use the staff prepared drafts, which are on the table by the back door. The hearing is a formal hearing. It's recorded. It's broadcast over the internet. Again, we're not, as usual, not concerned with the merits of any proposal, only with the setting of titles for each proposal. So with that, I'd like to turn to the agenda. We have three items on the agenda. I think we can take all three together. We have the same proponents for all three. And we'd like to hear from the proponents first. Mr. Pink, if you'd like to come forward, identify yourself for the record. And I'd like to ask if you've seen the staff prepared drafts and if you have any issues with the staff drafts.
Good morning, gentlemen. My name is Paige Pink. I'm the proponent for Proposition number 49. Is that the subject we're dealing with at this juncture, is Proposition 49?
49, 50, and 51.
Okay, well, we got to slow down here and back up a couple of steps. First of all, is there any way we can get an attorney over here? Because you just eliminated one of my possible votes, and I only need two. So you've made it much harder for me to succeed at what I'm trying to succeed at. So is there any statutory authority that says we can do this with two people? I'm asking.
Yes, sir. As I indicated, a quorum is two members of the board.
Okay, well, I'm just curious as to why, since the Attorney General's office is just a few blocks from here, we can't get, is he the only one here? I'm really concerned about this because, mm-hmm. I mean, there's a couple of things. We come here, and this is the first time I've done this in like 5-6 years I've been coming to talk to you gentlemen, and there's always been three people, and now all of a sudden today there isn't. So I'm just a little suspicious about.
Yeah, I'm sorry we don't have a third member, but they had schedule conflicts, so it'll just be the two of us today.
Okay, and so there's no other attorneys available from the state of Colorado at this point?
There's no other no other legally authorized representative of the Attorney General. It has to be either the Attorney General or a deputy.
Well, could we get the Attorney General to come down?
I'm sorry, but they have
scheduling conflicts. Okay, the next issue I'd like to talk about on the record is I guess I wanted to do a PowerPoint presentation. And apparently there was some question about my ability to do that, and I was told that, you know, you don't have travel drive hookups in your computers, and just a little, could you explain how come I can't get the equipment that I need to make this presentation?
You're welcome to distribute any written materials that you would like for the record. but that's the only way that I'm aware of that you can provide evidence for the record.
So are you telling me for the record, sir, that there is no way that I can make a PowerPoint presentation?
That's correct.
Okay, thank you. And let's go back to the third issue before we get into these. I have never come to this Secretary of State's office to do propositions and had three of them all lumped together.
If you'd like to take them one by one, I'd be happy to do that.
I'd be real happy to do that, because when we went to the Legislative Research Council or across the street at the Capitol, he couldn't even read Proposition 51. They didn't even read it out.
Let's start with number 49.
Okay, great. Let's do that, and then what I'm hoping we can do is we can get that issue settled and see if we can get a title for that. If it meets the single subject requirement, then we'll go on to Proposition 50. Does that make sense to you, gentlemen, or...?
And I'll just go ahead and move that number 49, it comprises a single subject, and that the board proceed to set a title.
Second.
Any other discussion?
Yeah, there is some discussion. Could you read that out loud into the record, sir? Because you just told me I can't make a PowerPoint presentation, and the written material that I have given you, you seem like it's like you don't want to quite talk about it. So could we just read that for the record so we understand?
I'm sorry, read what for the record?
Could you read what I have submitted to the title board, just everything that was submitted for Proposition 49.
I'm sorry, Mr. Pink, that's already in the record. We do have your written materials.
It's not in the oral record now, is it?
It's part of the written record, and I have a motion pending to find that number 49 comprises a single subject.
Okay. So
Before we proceed, I'm assuming you support that motion.
Well, that's not necessarily true, because other time... And I didn't say I didn't support it. Every other time we talk about these matters, and you guys read the whole thing, and now all of a sudden I can't make a computer presentation. There's not going to be any oral record of what's gone on here besides your written documents. How would those documents, and I'm assuming that since you told me this is live, that I'll take your word for it, although I have no way of verifying it, how is it that... You know, that got into the record. That's what I'm curious about. How's that going to get on the internet if you don't read it?
I'm sorry, the text of your measure?
Yes.
It is on the internet. We have posted it on the internet, but it's also part of the written record.
Could you read it, though, sir?
I don't want to take the time to read it. It would be a duplication of effort. It is part of the record.
Okay, well, Mr. Hobbs, I know you're here on, you know, this is your job, and I've really only gotten... just respect from you gentlemen over the years, and never got any dirty looks from you like the other gentleman that was here last time. But when you tell me that you don't have enough time, we're like 10 minutes into Proposition 49 and we still got three more to go, is there somewhere else that you need to be, sir? Because if you need to be excused, I mean, if you're not, you know, feeling well or you don't feel comfortable doing this today, we can... you know, reschedule this for another time. But when you tell me that there's no, that we're in like this big rush here, my thing is I just want to slow down, get this all straight. Because like I said, number one, there's no PowerPoint presentation. Number two, you try lumping these all together. Number three, you can't even read them to me. So I'm asking you seriously, sir, would you like to get someone to replace you? Would you like to get the Attorney General over here or somebody else? Because this is going to take a while. I'm not in any hurry today.
Well, Mr.
Unlike
Pink,
you, I'm
Mr.
not
Pink,
getting
excuse
paid
me. We don't read the measures into the record.
That's not true because we've read them. We never have,
and it's already a part of the record. Now, if you'd like to proceed, I'm happy to proceed with
you. I am happy to proceed, but I'm trying to understand what's going on
There's
here.
A motion before the board to find that number 49 constitutes a single subject.
Right, and you...
Would you like to proceed?
Well, you asked if there were some comments, and I'm giving you some comments.
On the question of single subject. That's the motion before the board.
Okay. Well, I'm not in any hurry. I know you guys are getting paid. I'm not. So I'll grab that in just a second. I'll go ahead and read it.
If there's no other discussion, all those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, no. That motion carries 2-0. Then we'll turn to the staff-prepared draft. Mr. Fink, have you had an opportunity to look at the staff draft on number 49, and do you have any comments?
Yes, I do have some comments on Proposition 49. I'll go ahead and read it into the record just to make sure that it's all clear here. Proposition 49, be it enacted by the people of the state of Colorado, shall Hillary Rodham Clinton be impeached should she become President of the United States for her authorizing the U.S. military, based on her explicit assurances from the highest level of government to them, to use a Superman camera called Advanced Synthetic Aperture Radar, millimeter wavelength radar, that can take pictures through the roof of our bedrooms and bathrooms against Colorado homes in April of 1997 as revenge for her husband cheating on her through an amendment to the Colorado Constitution. Whew, I feel so much better now that that's been read into the record. So, okay, I didn't have any objections to the single subject. I'm curious as to how come if I put in two camera called Advanced Synthetic Aperture Radar or millimeter wavelength radar, that doesn't count as like two subjects. I mean, I'm just curious.
I'm sorry, what was your question?
Oh, never mind. I just wanted to read that into the record. So, okay, we're done. It's a single subject, and now you're going to set
and the staff draft of the title is on the screen in the room. Do you have any comments about the staff draft?
Well, could we read that out loud too? Because I got to tell you, Mr. Hobbs, you have me confused this morning, and I'm not trying to be smart with you, and I'm not trying to be a jerk about this. But it's my recollection, having come here over a period of many years now, that you always read the propositions. And I don't recall, and even from the last time we were here was just a few weeks ago, I don't recall you not reading those. So when you tell me that, I start to wonder if I'm perceiving reality correctly. And maybe I'm not perceiving reality correctly, and you've never read those, or maybe you don't remember reading those, or maybe somebody told you to say that. So could you go ahead and read the about title setting board, whatever you guys have done, read that into the record, please?
The staff draft of the title would read, an amendment to the Colorado Constitution concerning the impeachment of Hillary Rodham Clinton, comma, should she become President of the United States, comma, for authorizing the United States military to use a special type of camera to take pictures through the roofs of Colorado homes in 1997. The ballot title and submission clause is the same, except that it's in the form of a question. That's the staff draft. Any comments?
Well, you sort of chopped it up a little bit. You left out the part about that it can take pictures through the roof of our bedrooms and bathrooms, and the fact that they used it in April of 1997. You left out the fact that she might have been doing it for revenge against her husband cheating on her, but, you know, that's your decision if you want to make it that way. It doesn't seem too unreasonable to me, so,
okay.
Yeah, I'll agree with that.
Thank you.
Yeah. Go ahead and move to approve the staff draft, Mr. Chairman.
Motion is to approve the staff draft, and I'll second that. Is there anybody else who wishes to comment on the staff draft? I don't have anyone else signed up to testify. If not, then all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, no. That motion carries 2-0, and that completes action on number 49. And the time is 9:17 a.m. Let's turn then to number 50. Mr. Pink, you're also the proponent of that. Again, the first question is whether or not the measure comprises a single subject. Do you have any comments about that question, Mr. Pink?
Well, let me grab 50 and I'll take a look at that. Are you guys not going to read this one into the record either?
No, sir. But
okay.
You know, if you want to go ahead and read it, that's fine with me.
Yeah, I do. Okay, Proposition 50, be it enacted by the people of the state of Colorado. Shall William Jefferson Clinton be impeached for authorizing the U.S. military based on his, quote, explicit assurances from the highest level of government, unquote, to them, to use a, quote, Superman camera, unquote, called Advanced Synthetic Aperture Radar, or Millimeter Wavelength Radar, that can take pictures through the roof of our bedrooms and bathrooms and see our sexual partners, against Colorado homes in April of 1997 through an amendment to the Colorado Constitution. So yeah, I've read that. If you guys are happy with that.
Do you have any comments on the single subject question?
I think it's a single subject, but it doesn't matter what I think. It's what you guys think.
I'll go ahead and move that the board find that number 50 is a single subject and proceed to set a title.
Second.
Discussion? If not, all those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
All those opposed, no. That motion carries 2-0. Let's then turn to the staff draft on number 50, and Ms. Gomez will project it on the screen. Mr. Pink, if you had a chance to look at the staff draft, and do you have any comments?
Yeah, I do have a comment on Proposition 50. Remember that old Johnny Carson routine last time I was here? Do you remember that? The answer was my way last time. Oh, good. I'm glad you do, seriously, because I was a little concerned that I wasn't receiving reality correctly. The answer is 9. German for no. And the answer is there's no amount of money that I'm going to accept for anybody taking a picture of my daughter Medina with these special cameras. And I blame Bill Clinton for it. And in fact, I was so upset about it, I took him to the United States Supreme Court in 001663, because I wanted him to answer my questions about this. And I guess he's not going to, because I don't see him here today. Get to the good part here. This is April 12th, 1997. Apparently there was a missing airplane and the U.S. Air Force went looking for it. And this is from the front page. Quote, the U.S. Air Force has flown 185 sorties searching for the plane, even using the U-2 spy plane in the hunt for the wreckage. Friday's U-2 flight included a building-penetrating radar called Advanced Synthetic Aperture Radar, just in case the plane is hidden inside an airport hangar, Governor Roy Romer said. Well, so this is back in 97. I start following this stuff, and a few days later, this is all going on. I read this in the Denver Post. Not quite understanding a report in the Denver Post, an Eagle County woman telephoned the sheriff on Monday asking for a more thorough explanation. She said she was concerned about the Air Force watching her take a shower in her home. Denver Post, April 17, 1997, page 6A. And it's like, they're like, not quite understanding a report. She understood fully what this camera is all about. And Bill Clinton knew about it. And he knows about it now. And he's like, I see him the other day on David Letterman right before Christmas, or right before Thanksgiving. And he's got his book, buy my book. You can all do something good. You can all make a difference. Just buy my book is what he's saying. Well, how about he could have done something good when he was president instead of trying to hawk his book now? Because the reason I want this camera, and I wouldn't take a picture of this if I were you, because it's never going to make it into the newspaper. That's the reason. I want them to clean up the landmines. That's my written submission. Temporary, because I want that back. Take a look at that.
Do you have any further comments on the staff draft?
I'm not done with my comments on the staff draft because
okay,
I'm
just
trying
to make
to
sure that you do talk
why
about
I don't
this.
Like the way that it's written.
Okay, then please let me know why you don't like the staff draft.
Both gentlemen, take a look at this picture. Could you say that for the record, please?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, this is a picture of a kid who stepped on a landmine. And the truth of the matter is, it's enough to make a man go crazy. Bill Clinton's there hawking his book. I just want a staff draft that gets the landmines cleaned up.
Would you
and
like
so that they don't have to take any more pictures of my daughter. That's what I'm after.
Do you have any suggested changes to the staff draft?
Yeah. Why don't you put in that they have a type of a Superman camera? I'd appreciate those words to be in there. And that then they say that, just like I wrote it originally, that this camera was authorized by Bill Clinton and it can take pictures through the roof of our bedrooms and bathrooms and see our sexual partners. Could we put that in there? I mean, is that... You asked me for my comments, and I'm telling you why I'm interested in this, because I think landmines are a crime against humanity, and I want them cleaned up, and Bill Clinton can help, and so can this camera. I don't want them taking pictures of anybody's daughter, but starting with mine, with this sicko camera. So that's my thing. That's, I think, you should put in the part about him, Superman camera, and you should take the... Take the part also about him being able to see in the bedrooms and bathrooms of sexual partners. If you don't want to do that, gentlemen have always made somewhat fair decisions. I don't always agree with them, but we'll move forward from there.
Okay, thank you. Is there anybody else who wishes to comment on the staff draft? Again, I don't have anyone else signed up to testify. If not, then I'll turn to board discussion of the staff draft. I think... I'm okay with the staff draft. I understand Mr. Pink's concern about it doesn't have all of the detail that's in the measure itself, but that's kind of the nature of a title, but not be the full text. So I think I'm okay with the staff draft.
I am as well, and I'd move to approve the staff draft.
I'll second that. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, no. That motion carries 2-0. And that completes action on number 50. The time is 9:24 a.m. Let's turn then to number 51. And again, the first question is whether or not the measure comprises a single subject. Mr. Pink, do you have any discussion, any comments about number 51's compliance with single subject?
You ever see that movie, Ferris Bueller's Day Off? Mr. Hobbs, did you ever see that movie, Ferris Bueller's?
Yes, I did.
Carton?
Yes.
Okay. At the end of the movie, they've taken the dad's Ferrari out, and Cameron's sitting there, and he's, like, beating on it, and the wheels are going, it's jacked up because they're trying to get the miles off, and he ends up beating on it, and the car falls off the jack and goes out the back window down into this little valley, and Cameron's sitting there, and he's like, what have I done? What have I done? And Matthew Broderick, who plays Ferris, looks up at him and goes, he killed the car. See, I killed the automobile, as we currently know it, with Proposition 51. And in fact, I've been trying to get that thing sold for like 10, 15 years now. I even applied for a patent on an earlier prototype of that. Didn't get it, though, but talked to General Electric about the engine. I talked to Ford about the engine. They didn't want to buy it. So this is about killing the automobile as we know it. And if you think that this is a single subject, and if you gentlemen feel it meets the requirements of the single subject, I'm not going to object.
I think it's a single subject. I'll go ahead and move that number 51 constitutes a single subject and that the board proceed to set a title.
Second.
If there's no other discussion, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, no. That motion carries 2-0. Then let's turn to the staff-prepared draft. Ms. Gomez will display it on the screen. Mr. Pink, have you had a chance to look at the staff draft, and do you have any comments?
Yes, I do. I'd like to go back to Proposition 40, because we've had some discussion about that before. Proposition 40, you guys want a different wording, and this is the wording I want. And it says for Proposition 40, shall peace as possible be added to the Colorado Constitution? Again, when we had this discussion for Proposition 40, you're like putting all this stuff at the front of the sentences. I want those at the back. Just say, shall the state be required to immediately begin upgrade its vehicles to use engines that contain no moving mechanical parts through an amendment to the Colorado Constitution. I still don't understand how it is that you guys get to decide that shall there be an amendment to the Colorado Constitution is like first. Why can't you put that at the end? Because I'm going to tell you straight out on this. It's like coming to the Soviet Politburo with you. I get to decide, at least I believe so, how these words should be. And you guys come in here with your big red pens, and you mark it all up, and you put everything way at the back. And the only thing I'm asking is, could you just put it at the front? I mean, I think it's important, if anybody ever wants to sign this, that they get the idea right away. So I don't think I'm asking anything unreasonable here. I mean, is that unreasonable to make it clear by just putting what you have sort of at the front? And shall there be an amendment to the Colorado Constitution? Put that part at the back. That way it's just clear for people. And, you know, when I come and you guys tell me we can't have it that way, I'm, like, curious as to why not. I mean, why couldn't you just put it the way I want it? Because this is supposed to be like America.
I don't have number 40 in front of us. Do you remember what the title that we set on number 40 was?
I think it wasn't that way. It was, shall there be an amendment adding peace as possible to the Colorado Constitution?
Okay.
And what I asked you, like I have it printed right here, is, you know, just put shall peace as possible be added to the Colorado Constitution. Just put shall the state be immediately begin to upgrade its vehicles to use engines that contain no moving mechanical parts through an amendment to the Colorado Constitution. It's not... I know you gentlemen are smart, and I know you understand what I'm saying here. And again, I mean, there could be several reasons why we're not coming to an understanding. I mean, you may not be feeling well for whatever reason. You may be ideologically opposed to this for whatever reason. You may have been told to do it this way, but this is just, it's simple. I just want the information at the front because... You know, the car has to, we can't keep living the way that we are with the car now, and that's why I brought my Death's Head sippy cup. So, you guys know where I stand on that matter.
Okay, thank you. Does anybody else wish to testify on the staff draft? I don't have anyone else signed up to testify. Seeing none, I'll turn to board discussion of the staff draft. Is there any discussion? You know, I think in answer to Mr. Pink's question, although of course the board can't change the language of the measure itself, and of course that's not before us. The question is, what's the fair and proper title? And I do think it's important to follow consistent rules about setting titles. So I think we've struggled with how to accommodate Mr. Pink's desire to kind of move up the central theme earlier in the titles, but I'm not sure how to do it in this case. I think we still need to reference the fact that and be consistent the proposal is an amendment to the Colorado Constitution, and I think I'm okay with the staff draft.
I'd agree with that, Mr. Chairman, and I think again the key word there is, and I know this probably is no solace to Mr. Pink, but this is consistent with the way the title board has set titles and not being treated any differently than any other proponent of a measure, and so I'm satisfied with the staff draft as written. And I'd move this draft.
Wait, before we vote on that, I have a comment.
Go ahead.
Where is the consistency today? Now, I come to you guys and you tell me, first of all, you can't have a PowerPoint presentation. Okay, well, you know, we're at the Secretary of State's office in, like, the most modern building in the world, but I can't have a computer. Okay, then you tell me you're not going to read in the propositions. I don't ever recall that not happening before. It's like, where's the consistency in that? And then we have two people here today, and I know that that constitutes a quorum, but it's a little confusing to me when you tell me, look me straight in the eye, and you tell me that, you know, well, we're doing this for consistency purposes. Then, you know, here's all these other things, a couple other things I pointed out that they're not consistent. So it's, you know, you guys leave me sort of bewildered. And I'm, you know, I understand that there are a lot of different agendas in this building, a lot of different agendas across at the state capitol, a lot of different agendas around the world, but please don't come and tell me that you're being consistent, and that's the reason that you're doing this. When you told me at the beginning of this hearing that, you know, we're not going to do things the way that we did before. So I'm sure that if anybody ever reads this, if I ever get to the point where I'm getting people to sign this, that they'll probably figure it out. But I got to tell you that you're leaving me confused, because it's not consistent for you guys to say, well, we're going to do things different this way, and then on this part, we're just going to do it the way we've always done it, and we've always wanted it. Again, it's just like the Soviet Politburo. Like, you guys have already stamped it out, and that's it. There's no more discussion. So I've said my piece on the matter. I think it's important that this be as clear as possible, and that part about the engine be right up front, and you can shift about adding to the Constitution, you can put that at the last. And you know, if you say it's just about consistency, then how are we ever going to change? Declaration of Independence speaks about altering our government when the time comes. And I'm trying to alter the wording of this, and you're telling me no. That's just like, it's not really disrespectful, it's just sort of like, you know, kind of a little put down, if you want to know the truth. Because I don't think that's an accurate statement to say that's about that we're doing that because of consistency. I know you gentlemen are just doing your jobs, and you've just been probably done what you've been told to do, but that doesn't make it fair and doesn't make it right. So that concludes my comments on
that. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Pink. I appreciate your comments. Is there any other discussion? If not, all those in favor say aye. Aye. All those opposed, no. That motion carries 2-0. And that concludes action on number 51. The time is 9:34 a.m. And that does conclude our agenda for this morning. Thank you all for coming.